I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I told you I was reading about the Mayans recently.
Yeah, I like that.
Dude, they used to build temples in the ocean. So it would be like a stone's throw away. Like they would say that's how far. Their units of measurement, they would measure the depth of holes by, I forget the word, but it was like the average height of a man.
Okay.
Like, it's seven helados deep, and they would just be like, it's like six guys deep.
That's good.
It's really nice. But yeah, they would build these like temples out, like, you know, 10 feet out in the ocean out of limestone. I don't know how the fuck they did this. And then they were wasting
a lot of time.
I think they really were.
They should have been focused on other things.
They could have figured some other stuff out.
Instead of temples in the ocean.
Well,
to really focus.
They were just like cutting people's heads off and letting the blood drip down the steps. They would like have like a cool statue of a snake and be like, this thing, it would be like a snake eating a lion. Like, we got to get some blood
on this.
We're
going to have to cut some people's heads off.
We got to cut some people's heads off.
Who's that village next door that we hate?
Dude, yeah.
Let's sacrifice those fuckers. They'll never join up with anybody that shows up. They'll never finally join up with
I didn't know there was like three or four unsuccessful expeditions before Cortez. Like a couple dudes rolled up and got fucking smoked by the Mayans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'd roll up like 40 deep and be like, come here, guys. And like, these dudes would just go bonkers. And they're like, we had the weaponry. We thought they were like, we could get them, but they would just, we were firing shit off our boats at them. And they were like, we don't, they just kept sending guys. And then they would take, it would take your boy and they would fatten him up. So the dudes who were in POV, POW, getting POV.
Girlfriends?
Yeah,
these girlfriends.
They would capture you and you would just be getting fed nonstop. And then you'd slowly be like, shit, they're fucking, they would eat one of your boys. And you go, oh no, dude. I thought they were treating me like a king over here. They would fatten. They would just like have dudes they captured and be like, he's looking pretty good. He's getting pretty good.
These right guys, now. No offense to any Mayans listening, but these guys deserved what they had coming. Yeah, I didn't know they got the Spanish got crushed a couple times.
It was like they would launch these like expeditions and just end up on the shore, and it would just be cannibals fucking freaking out at you as soon as you rolled up. They'd be blowing darts, fucking throwing shit at you.
But that's
It was like they were like more explorer types. They would hang out, roll up, and be like, "Oh, this is sick." And then sometimes,
a small amount took down everybody.
Oh yeah, Cortez apparently. I don't know if there's multiple Cortezes, but this was his name was Cortez. I forget his first name, but like after like two or three dudes rolled up and got kind of what for, he was like, "Fuck this," and brought like 11 ships and 500 dudes. And then he showed up, and they just thought like, you know, it wasn't even just about like his beard. He rolled up and he took the whole village. He took everything and then he found a guy's, it was like a nobleman's wife, one of the Lord's wives. And he was like, they plundered everything and he was like, go back and tell him like, we're going to give you back all your stuff. And the villagers all came back and the Spaniards were like, here's all your shit. We're not trying to fuck with you. We're just trying to like we're trying to chill with you guys. And they were like, fuck, this dude rules. And I think eventually he fucking crushed all of them.
Yeah, I forget. It's the beginning of Guns, Germs, and Steel, which is pretty funny. It's like that. They just rolled in on horses and shit, and they, just opened fire.
Yeah.
Everybody started spazzing.
Yeah.
They immediately captured the king.
Yeah. Well, that was like, when they told him.
It might
have
been the Aztecs.
It was one of them where they brought him in. It was just him and like six dudes in the king's like inner sanctum. They were like, dude, you guys are so cool. Your beards are so fucking sick. And then they're like, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. You want to see our swords?
The one Cortez I heard, he like was kind of chilling with them and, getting down. Eventually they gave him a Mayan bride and he like, that was like his lady. He started like sailing with her and she would like, I don't know if it was the Cortez the killer or just another Cortez, but yeah, the flag was sick, dude. It was just the cross. They'd be like, all who worship this symbol, like worship this symbol and have faith in it and we will conquer. They would just fly in. Cortez was a big missionary. He would go in their temples and just knock their statues down and be like, you guys got to praise the Virgin Mary. And apparently a lot of them were like, for sure. And when they would go, other Spaniards would pass by some of the villages on boats. They would just go, Maria, Maria.
Nice.
They loved Mary, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to kind of believe them. You know what I mean? If you spent your whole life watching everybody get their head cut off and you're throwing rocks in the ocean to try to build a temple.
Yeah.
Somebody shows up on a fucking spaceship.
Shows up on a giant, 11 giant boats and they ride horses off the boat onto the beach. You're just like, bro.
Yeah, I'm with them. I trust them.
What's your story? And they're like, no, dude, it turns. And they were just like, that's so fucking sick. Because their guy, Quetzalcoatl, was like their big, that was like their big dude. Dude, you know what his name was originally? Cuculain.
Ooh.
Just like the Irish mythological guy. Cuculain.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, kind of nuts. Remember that lady I tried to book for the podcast who was like, yes, an ancient alien specialist? She wrote a whole book about how the Mayans were Irish. And
we was Mayans.
We was Mayans too.
Yes. Mayans. I knew we was Mayans.
But yeah, I'm gonna keep reading that book. It's pretty tight. It was written by this guy, Diego Landa, who was just a missionary who was documenting like just kind of how they got down. And they just kind of like studied outer space really hard, and then they just like cut people's heads off and just chilled. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But yeah, they were.
I wish I knew more about it. I never really got into the Aztecs or the Mayans. The Incas, I was big for a little. I like the Incas.
I never know where the fuck they live. The Mayans were the Yucatan.
The Incas are like Peru.
Okay, so they're in Peru.
The Andes Mountains.
And where were the Aztecs? They were Mexico.
The Aztecs were Mexico as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they do have stuff like
that. I think the Mayans and Aztecs didn't really overlap.
But apparently there were Mexicans that weren't Mayans that would come down. They would battle the Mayans a lot too. They were battling the lads like way back when.
Who knows?
But yeah, it's pretty cool. The Spaniards would come down and like get in a fight, and they like would name the places. The one bay is just called like the Malo Pilar, which just means the bad fight. It was really sick.
They were city states. Sometimes. I see. The Mayans were independent city-states.
Yeah, it wasn't
like one empire.
No, they weren't like a group of people. They were just kind of a bunch of different.
They flourished until 900 AD, so like 500 years before the Spanish got there.
Yeah, but then they think they just became
probably just chilling.
They're just chillers. They had one central town. They all like joined in allegedly after fucking Quetzalcoatl like showed them how to get down. And they all like hung out, but they would always be three brothers who were chill, and then like they would just turn evil and kill each other every time. Three brothers, they'd start a podcast, turn on each other. It would just be three dudes being like, yeah, we're in charge of all this. And then one day, one would be like, I want 75 fucking wives.
It's usually how it goes. Yeah, Hernan Cortez.
Yeah. He was the bro. I didn't get to the part where it was written by the Spaniards, so the guy was like, just like, yeah, dude, he was pretty chill. Everyone liked him. I don't know what else happened. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a guy who was, there was like two kind of like bishop type dudes, and one guy was like, we have to torture these guys because they keep worshiping snakes and cutting people's heads off. So we got to torture them to like, it's the only way these guys, and the guy's like, we can't torture them. And then one dude, he's like, he came to convince the guy, like, we shouldn't be doing this. And the guy's like, no, watch this. And just like torture the guy in front of him. He's like, it works. We're like, fuck it. He's like pulling a dude's teeth out of his head. Like, see?
See, he doesn't like it.
Now he'll do whatever I want.
He doesn't like it at all. Now he's really afraid of us.
I was trying to think about like the different races of human beings and which one are like air, water, earth, fire. I like thought about this the other day. I was at the beach. I was just high at the beach, and I was like, damn, dude. I kind of figured it out. It's like white people are water people, I believe. Asians are air. And then you go down to like...
You saying black people are mud?
No. Latinos are fire, for sure. That was the kind of the back... Earth. Earth. There's nothing wrong with Earth.
No, there's nothing wrong at all.
My thing was, but then someone
so
gets
so sick to control the sea, dude.
Someone gets left out though. I was like, I thought I had it mapped out. I'm like, wait a second, because then you have Indian.
Indians are definitely Earth.
They could be fire, dude. Indians are Earth for sure. Indians are. I had that because I was like, yeah, because then I forgot about Latinos. I'm like, okay, they're fire for sure. But then it's like Earth. But I was going, what about my African brothers? What would they be? Because then I'm like, I was like, maybe the ether. I could throw in the fifth. It could be the ether. What do you guys think?
I think Earth.
But then what about Indian guys? Someone's getting left out. Then what are Indian guys?
They're with Asians. They can be, they're air. Combined.
True. Air, earth. Earth, air.
They can be farts.
Sorry, I just came from the spring, dude. I'm just fucking...
Yeah, we just got out of the water. I've been on my Italian shit. I've been watching a Mussolini show.
The Fascistas.
Yeah, the Fascistas. It's a good show. Yeah. Well, it's on some made up fucking European network.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know what it's called. Fake bullshit.
Yeah. There's a lot
their attempt at TV.
What was it? What was Mussolini? He was a bad guy, right? Pretty bad?
Yeah.
Pretty nasty.
He invented fascism.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Hitler copied him. Hitler was like, that guy rules.
That guy's cool. Yeah. Okay. And that was like in, I've been trying to figure out like a good definition for fascism. And I think it's just like when you love the president so much, you'll beat somebody up. And the president's
it's hard to put a real definition to it. But if you look up the definition, that's why it's so easy to call anyone a fascist.
Yeah.
Because the definition does.
It's like if you will resort to violence.
It is socialism. That's what I always struggled with it.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, isn't that more government? So doesn't that mean it's left? But it's not. It's a far right version of more government. I know.
I think it's like military
Let's
led.
Get the exact definition.
I've looked it up 100 times. It's like kind of vague. It's like.
Yeah, I looked it up this week.
Force. I've looked it up.
Ultra-nationalist, like, authoritarian political ideology characterized by a dictator, aggressive nationalism, militarism, force of suppression of opposition. It's a system in which the government controls most aspects of public and private life and exalts the nation or race above the individual.
Okay.
So again, what the fuck's the difference between communism and that?
I don't know. Have you ever got into luxury, like automated luxury communism?
No.
That's a big talking point. They're like, dude, the machines are going to get so cool that you could live it. Like, you know, like when you're in communism, it sucks because you can only have like a little bit of bread. Like usually the economy kind of falls apart. There's guys that are saying like one day we'll have such good automation that everything will be on demand, but we'll be like, it's like luxury communism. Huh. Just like, yeah, sure. Let me know when you guys figure that out.
That's we're 1,000 years away.
I know.
More people. That would have been like the ticker on the news. Be like slightly more people than usual died today.
Yeah.
We'll
Let's go back to Marquis, dude. What do you think of Marquis de Lafayette?
I like him.
What do you like about him?
I just like him, dude.
He just loves liberty.
He loves liberté. And he all, dude, the fact that he was being laughed, he wouldn't have a side piece. When he just started being silent.
Those charlatans, dude.
Big
Those
time.
Those fucking
courtesans, dude.
Those disgusting Parisians at Versailles just laying around like.
Disgusting.
You're not sucking and fucking everyone.
Yeah. You need a side piece.
So then he goes to America.
Well, dude, how.
And he says, I'm here to fight for freedom, dude.
Yeah, fuck this.
You guys a bunch of money. Let me fight.
When he did the vow of silence, I mean, he was like, everything I say sucks. And he's like, I'll be silent. And people think I'm deep as hell. And everyone's like, dude, this guy's so weird. Why won't he talk to anyone?
It was a good move.
That was a sick move.
Everyone ended up thinking he's smart. So how far have you gotten? Have you gotten through?
They're building up the French Revolution right now.
Yeah, it's a real bummer when that shit goes on.
Well, I just stopped the part where the king invited, like the king tried to reason with everybody and use them as pawns. It didn't work.
Yeah.
So the king invited him to the pillow bed or something. Where it's like everyone lays on pillows, and the king laid everyone down on a balmy, like a summer afternoon, and was like, here's the deal. You guys are going to do what the fuck I tell you to do. And they were like all pissed. And then he fell asleep in the pillows. Dude, imagine laying down a bunch of people and be like, look, here, I know,
guys,
you know, you're pretty
don't
wealthy.
Worry, I got this completely under control. I know shit seems like it sucks right now.
Dude, passed out. Imagine laying on pillows and having somebody infuriate you, and you have to just lay there and be like, motherfucking bitch, dude. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, here's the deal. I know you guys, I assembled you guys, you know, to hear your ideas or whatever, but it turns out I'm not going to use any of them, and you're going to do exactly what I say.
I feel bad for that king.
Yeah.
I usually don't support monarchies, but he was trying, dude. He was just trying to maintain the lineage. Everyone kept being like, no more kings, dude. We're done with kings. And he was like, I can't be the guy who fucking ruins it.
I know.
I got to try to pretend to be tough.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, he funded a war of independence. So that was tough, man. It sounded cool. The level to which all those dudes want glory is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
When they're like, and they just write about it. Dude, the letters back then are my favorite thing. It's like when he thinks he's not going to see George Washington again, he's like, it deflates my soul, my general.
Yes.
It's like, dude, what? The broship never has been
strong. The broship was strong.
It was
especially
because
you could say
then.
One thing to a guy every 6 months.
True.
So you had to write down like the sickest shit ever.
It was, you basically sent your boy bars, basically.
You did. You had to write like poetically.
Yeah.
And like, if you said something, I mean, if you were just like, dude, you're the man, I miss you. Yeah. See you later. He'd be like,
oh, no.
The disrespect.
It was crazy, dude.
The disrespect.
It's when dudes can just talk slavery. Just be like, dude, just I don't know, slaves. Man. I don't know. It might be fucked up. Washington be like, yeah, it's pretty fucked
up. It's definitely fucked up. But, I know what I've been doing.
Yeah, he's like, but, you know, we'll figure it out later.
The Marquis did all
Yeah, he was sick, dude. He got kicked out of, or not, he escaped France. Dude. They tried to detain him.
Yeah.
They tried to fucking detain him and be like, nah, dude, they were going to just bury him. He would have been a laughingstock.
Yeah. So the all right, so you got to the revolution part.
Oh, I read the Revolutionary War part. So they tried to just like bury him and take him out in the country, and then he was like, fuck off, hopped on a boat, took off.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm at the, when they're building up to it.
They try to get him in France again. When he comes back during the revolution.
When he's too much
he's kind of a hero during that, then they're kind of like, they just lose control of the revolution.
I didn't know the French, I knew the French like helped the Revolutionary War. I didn't know they won it. Like they completely won the war.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we were fucked.
Yeah.
Washington didn't win at all. I mean,
he was a great retreat.
He knew how to retreat, and that's the thing.
Come on, man.
Dude, that, I know, but this is the thing, and you know, from a military, I'm more like the young Marquis de Lafayette. I'm like, go attack him, glory. But that one dude, the French general that was like, dude, do not sacrifice your men's lives for glory. That part of the letter,
that was sick.
That was great.
Yeah.
When he was like, dude, when he got
scolded by the big dogs, they were like, shut up.
Dude, it was so funny. Him just being like, come on, guys, you guys are fucking pussies. Let's go attack them. He was like, my whole ship of people are sick. He's like, fuck that. Let's go. He's like, dude, you'll get 10,000 dudes killed.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's nuts, too, to think about those dudes who would be like, give me troops.
Yeah.
And being like, it's my time, let's ride.
It's time for me to become a hero. And then you get slaughtered by Indians out in the woods. You get your fucking dicks chopped off, put in your mouth. Anyway.
But yeah, that was great.
Here's what, dude, now we're talking history. Don't get me started.
PH?
I was watching fucking, that Netflix Pearl Harbor doc got me fucking going, dude.
Really?
I get so pissed when I think about what the fucking Japanese did to us on Pearl Harbor, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, in the fucking, it must be because it's British. They interview Japanese survivors of Pearl Harbor, like the pilots.
What?
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
Kamikaze survived?
They didn't use kamikazes yet. They weren't getting.
Oh, so they bombed.
They weren't getting whipped yet.
So they just bombed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they kamikaze.
No, there were no kamikazes at Pearl Harbor, but.
My mistake.
They did kind of, they had like these things called midget subs. They were essentially suicide missions. They just sent two dudes in like tiny little subs.
To do what?
Fucking, I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Boardwalk piers?
Yeah, I have no idea what they were doing. The midget subs were trying to fire like one torpedo, and then two dudes would just be stuck in this thing.
What?
Yeah, we blew one up, which is pretty funny.
That's good.
Like early, before Pearl Harbor started, they found a midget sub like in the harbor, and this ship was just like, what the fuck's that?
And they blow Japanese.
It up. It's just two Japanese dudes. They got hit with like a depth charge.
Oh my God.
it's like a 10-foot long fucking boat.
What?
Midget sub. Yeah, it's like a little tiny thing, but they got hit with a depth charge. They must have got eviscerated.
Yeah, dude.
They got hit with a bomb that was the size of their boat.
I mean, blowing up underwater is probably kind of cool, though.
It probably hurts so bad. It's probably just pressure.
Yeah, but explosion, too. So you blow up and then explode, but water rushes in?
I think they're just knocked. You're just fucked.
You think you're gone?
You're knocked out immediately.
True.
If a depth charge hits your fucking tiny sub...
Yeah.
Just you and another dude, like, oh shit, they're on to us.
You don't think they're getting like, it's hot, it's cold.
True.
Oh, I'm all fucking wet
fire
now.
Fire and water.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
But no, they were interviewing fucking pilots. The guy was like, I hit the wrong ship. I wish I'd hit the Utah. That still bothers me.
It's like,
you piece of shit.
Oh,
it was
really?
A sneak attack. Yeah.
Oh, they're still talking shit?
That guy was still kind of talking shit. It's like, bro, you know what happens. Stop talking shit.
Yeah.
You must have forgot, dude.
Did they?
Don't make us come back over there.
don't make
us come back over there.
Someone's going to drop. You think someone's going to drop another nuke?
Someday.
We're not going to get the only one. Although.
It'd be sick if we did. If we got the only two and we're like, nobody else is allowed
it'd be
to do that.
Yeah, it would be preferred.
That's
be like,
big
look,
brother attitude.
Look, dude. We did it. Trust me, you guys don't want to do a nuke.
Yeah.
It took out. It literally devastated our enemy.
It made us feel sad.
It devastated our enemy so quick and brought a swift end to the... Like, trust me, you guys
don't...
Yeah,
you guys definitely don't want to
do this
shit.
Then we were rich as fuck for like 140 years, yeah. Pretty much now forever. Trust me, you guys don't want this.
It really is like Dewey Cox. Where he's like, what's that? It's like, it's a nuclear weapon. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. You don't want any part of this shit.
Nah, you don't want that.
It ends the war immediately.
Every single American has to live with that on their conscience, dude. And every day I wake up, I go, God fucking damn it.
Dude, I had to watch... I watched that. All right. My mom's coming down. Mom, don't say, what do you need? Yeah, we're on right now.
Oh. You're making meatball subs for the guys? Yes, that's very exciting news. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thank you.
You probably had a feeling we were on based on the camera and the microphone. God damn it. They never come say hi to me ever. Second the camera's on, dude.
Your pa wanted a proper goodbye, I could tell.
Pa wanted to
He's
say.
He's hitting the road. He was like, boy.
I'm going to see him this weekend.
Write him a letter.
He's asking for 10 tickets.
Yeah, write him a letter.
He's bringing his bros to the Pittsburgh
show.
Oh,
that's going to be nice.
It's going to be all right.
That'll be fun.
They're all the same. It's That'll all so it's fun. 10 bald dudes in polos tucked into khaki shorts with cell phone clips.
Strong men.
Those are strong men.
They're strong men.
I like what you said about Biden up there. That part was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Shane, hey, Phil, this guy's pretty funny. Your son's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're strong men for sure.
But no, I didn't like interviewing Japanese pilots from Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For real, it's like interviewing dudes from 9/11.
Yeah, wouldn't we?
Be like, here's the cowards that did the fucking bullshit sneak attack on us.
Yeah.
But I had to cleanse my palate. I had to watch some Walter Filipek again.
What was that?
Remember that old dude from World War II that was in the Pacific? It's just a face-to-face interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just a dude who doesn't care about what he did.
That'd be nice to have a sit-down between those guys.
He literally is talking. Walter Filipek, oh, my God. Filipek would shoot him. Dude,
he
kill
would
him.
Get him?
Every story Walter tells is him threatening to shoot a guy, even on his own side. It'll be like a sergeant would be like, you go do that. He'd be like, I'll shoot you right now. I'll fucking kill you. They're like, all right, dude.
Well, dude, I didn't realize they did that in the in the Marquee book. Those soldiers were in like better conditions, and they would just like shoot their sergeant.
Yeah, oh,
they would just murder their sergeant.
Well,
like,
there was no
what the fuck.
They'd be out in a fucking fort.
Yeah,
in the woods,
and you're killing people.
Yeah,
that's your job. You're killing people, so it's like, all right, this is, seems to be pretty effective for them. What,
yeah,
what if
it's
we
a good
our...
way to change people's minds if I kill them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then they finally hung. They're like, they gave the one guy's like weekends off. They killed their sergeant. Like, yeah. all right. And then Washington came down. He goes, what the fuck?
Kill everybody.
Hung the whole platoon. Yeah, you've hung them.
Washington had no problem fucking shutting down mutinies.
I didn't realize what like a, how much he used murder too. Like back then, you had to be like, all right, we're gonna kill like 140 dudes. Yes. We can't have this.
All right, I gotta get one more Walter.
True.
He was going through and he was talking about. I'm sure I've said it a thousand times, but he's talking about how some of the Japanese would have grenades, the wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'd go over to check on them and they'd take out. Because we would send medics to try to help. So Walter would just go around and shoot everybody that was wounded. He would just execute. He was executing prisoners and shit. And he was like, he looks at the camera. He's like, yeah, it's cruel, but I done it. He keeps going like, yeah, I fucking did it. It's the best. It's so good. Just him. The Japanese picture. Yo, chill. His words. He's like, his sergeant told him, he was like, Walter, take that prisoner out, bring him back to the back lines, be back in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know what that means. Go execute a prisoner. So he goes out with this Japanese dude, and he's like, give me that picture in your hand. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, so I shot him, and I took the picture.
I didn't see that
so
one.
So fucking funny, dude. He holds it up, and he's like, here's the picture I got from that Jap. Now this here is them cutting off heads. Yeah, I don't know if they, he's like, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told. They're chopping off heads.
I mean, dude, imagine you're just a farm boy from back then.
He was from West, by God, Virginia. Someone goes, you're from West Virginia? He goes, West, by God, Virginia. And then they're like, were you scared? He's like, no, I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't care if I died. I still don't care. It's the best. It's the best. Made me so happy after watching that fucking Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Japanese pilot.
Saw the enemy.
I saw the enemy fucking laughing, dude. He was laughing about what happened.
Although, you know, that's what the gentleman used to do.
Dude, the Oklahoma way.
And once the war
was
over, you hung out.
The Oklahoma way? The USS Oklahoma flipped upside down. All the boys were trapped inside in the harbor. Yeah.
Trapped in the ship?
Yeah, in Pearl Harbor. Yeah, it was a bummer.
They didn't swim out?
Here's what I wanted to talk about. I know we're still, we got to go back to Lafayette.
No, go ahead.
Dude, his name was Doris Miller, bro.
Yeah.
So you know in Pearl Harbor when they have Cuba Gooding Jr.? Do you remember that movie?
Not really.
He's a cook on the ship.
Okay.
Black dude.
Yeah.
Because they had segregated back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the most you could do as a black dude in World War II for the most part was like fold shit in the Navy.
And they this let guy, them, they fight?
Dude, Doris Miller was like the boxing champ on the boat. He's jacked.
What?
Wait till you see a picture of this
he
dude.
He was folding
like,
shit?
He looks like a fucking NFL linebacker today. He's like
What the fuck?
When Pearl Harbor, when it popped off, he went, he was running around trying to help people. He went up to the captain of the ship who got wounded. He carried him out, saved him. Well, I don't know if he saved him, but he took him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got his hands on a fucking anti-aircraft gun, which he never fired in his life.
What?
And just started taking out pilots.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. He's the man. Doris Miller.
Did he get hero recognition?
He did get hero recognition.
That's what's up.
They named a fucking boat after him. They got another one coming out.
Damn.
He died like 3 years later in the war.
Did he really?
Yeah, on a different ship. Still. Beast.
Fuck, that rules.
Yeah, Doris Miller.
Yeah.
True baller.
Dudes were like, I need to die. That's a sick... I mean, I'm not saying this was Doris Miller's life plan, but the dudes who were like, my destiny is to die on a battlefield.
Yeah.
Kind of rules.
Dude, just think of during Pearl Harbor, him just... being like, fuck this.
I'm shooting this.
Getting on a fucking... You've never fired an anti-aircraft gun.
I couldn't imagine.
He just strapped himself in and was like... just fucking planes up. Just like, yo, I'm so good at this.
I mean,
this.
Dude, would anything be fun after that?
No.
Imagine how fun that would be to like literally shoot planes out of the sky.
Especially when all the honkies were like, you can't handle these guns.
Yeah, and just true. Be like, just flipping that last egg over, just flipping that egg over easy and being like, it's time.
Yeah, it's time for me to go, dude.
Hit the anti-
you hear the sirens, you're like, enough of this cooking bullshit.
Take your apron down, fold
one
it.
One more. Tojo. He was the admiral. He was basically the head honcho in Japan. Pretty funny story. I never looked up what happened to him. When the United States occupied Japan, they went to arrest all those leaders. Mm-hmm. He tried to kill himself. He tried to shoot himself in the heart, and he missed.
They'll do that.
Yeah,
you got to get them quick.
Japanese quick. They're going for the button. He tried to shoot himself in the heart. He missed. He was like laying there, and his quote's like, everything we did was justified. Fuck you pussies. And then he lived, and they were like, you're going to jail. The United States resuscitated him just to hang him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They dishonored him.
He was in jail for a while, and he got new teeth. Damn, Tibble's coming down the whole gang.
Nice.
Nice. Who gives a fuck? Yo. He had to get new teeth, dentures, while he was in prison. And the American dentist who gave it to him carved Remember Pearl Harbor into the back of his fucking teeth.
So he could lick it and feel it?
Yeah. Oh. But it was in Morse code.
He probably knew Morse code. If he was an admiral of the Navy, he probably was pretty versed in Morse code. That sucks. Get a lick the Morse code.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Dude, if my enemies engraved
fuck,
Morse code in my
so
teeth.
Pissed.
Imagine the first time you're going, huh?
Be like, oh yeah, fuck, I did that. Like, these guys are pissed.
I got busted, dude.
I'm going to get fucking hung for this.
I feel like that's a level of trouble that's so much trouble. It just kind of, people are like, eh, we got you. People aren't even pissed at that point.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, yeah, we got you, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you're the worst. You're one of the worst dudes ever.
You got
it.
You're
in trouble. You're bad.
That's so funny. The dentist got him like that.
The dentist. What a G, dude. There's so many stories of World War II that are fucking just Walters, dude. I love thinking of an army of fucking Walters. Like, the Japanese and the Germans had no idea that America was populated with dudes from coal mines in West Virginia that were like, yeah, I shot the prisoners. I done it.
Yeah, it was just dudes.
It was cruel, but I done it.
They just took orders their whole lives. Yeah. They're like, go pick those weeds, boy. And they go out there and pick the weeds. And like, you're going to go fight those Japanese.
He's
you're
like, all right.
All right.
He's like, yeah, it rained for a month. I didn't like it. What could I do? So I shot him. It's like, nice, dude.
That's so, dude, those dudes were so fucking strong, too.
Yeah.
Just like 1940s farm boys?
Yeah.
They're the strongest.
Dude, literally a guy from a coal. His dad was in World War One. Came back and worked in a coal mine for 50 years. Then he was like, I want to be like my dad. And he just went to the coal mine, started working. And they pulled him out when he was 18 to go in World War II.
Imagine being a Japanese 19-year-old getting strangled to death by one of those guys. Just having the coal miner's hands around your neck. Like, yeah, you better hold still there.
Yep. Come here now.
Come on now.
Now you're shooting at my buddies, so now you're dead.
Fair's fair. Fair's fair. It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
No harm, no foul. Gone back.
Yeah.
Gonna win
do
this
yourself
war.
A favor. Walter Filipek.
Yeah, that is funny.
It's a YouTube video. It's an hour and a half of just a dude sitting there telling you stories about World War II, and he's like, totally. Tibble, get away from the camera.
Dude, I was reading about the Aztecs last night before I went to bed, and they had a game. You know, like all those places, places had like a sacred game they would play. I've like heard of it mentioned. I never looked it up. Like, what exactly was it? They used to play kind of, it was like soccer mixed with basketball, where it was like
a human head.
No.
All right. That's what I heard too.
No, they would play with actually a giant rubber. It was a 15-pound bouncy ball, the size of a soccer ball, and you couldn't touch it with your hands or feet. And they would just, they would put it in play. They would throw it down like it was like a stone courtyard with like stone walls. And you had to just like run and just fucking hit it with your hip or your elbows or your shoulders. And dudes would like break their bones on it. And you had to try to like bounce it without using your hands or feet, get it through a net that was a hoop 10 feet above.
You know, I think I might have seen like a modern version of this on Instagram or something.
That's fucking insane.
I think they're still doing
You hit the ball, shoulder it, and then you can hit like little like targets on the wall. But then if like the losers would a lot of times get sacrificed if it was like an important game.
Mm.
But yeah, it was fucking nuts.
That is nuts.
Cortez was none too pleased. He saw it. He said, shut this down. What the fuck?
Stop you guys to play football.
Well, it was funny because I was reading it. It was like, they're like, dude, the Aztecs were arguably just as advanced as the Spaniards. Like the city.
I think we found out.
Yeah. They were too darn nice.
That's what keeps happening. Everybody that's ever been conquered was just too nice.
Too nice, man. They were too
crazy.
Even the, who are the people that, on Hispaniola? It's now the Dominican Republic and Haiti, but they were like the Taoni or something. And they apparently, Christopher Columbus rolled up on him and he goes, he wrote in his own journals.
Yeah, he's like, these guys make good slaves. They're docile.
Yeah. He's like, they're just so nice. He called them naked, basically naked and afraid. He goes, they're so naked and timid. He's like, they're naked and timid. He's like, I'm definitely going to smack. And he like, they helped him build a settlement. And then something happened. It got fucked up and he came back and literally destroyed the entire population.
Damn.
Although a lot of disease kind of was like 80% of
it. Yeah.
But yeah, that sucks, bro. To be like at the zenith of your setup and just you're literally slaves for the Spaniards. Whereas they were probably like, dude, when is fucking 1400 going to be over, dude?
Yeah, 1492 sucks.
1492 sucks. Can't wait for 1493.
1493 is going to be my year.
Our population's decreased by 80%. I can't wait for this year to be over. I'm so done with 1492.
It must have been. Yeah, that was a tough time.
Yeah, dude. Especially when you find out later on that he called you naked and timid. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, dude, insulting. They're all naked and fucking scared like bitches. mean, that would piss me off.
But I was just watching every historical thing I watch about Native Americans. They're like, they were proud warrior people that fought for their land and did it. And then they're like, and the white man was evil and only thought about war. It's like, wait, you just worded it different.
I know.
Because you just said they took their land and dominated.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, exactly. They're hunter.
I don't know why they do that.
Pretty much hunter gatherers. I think it's just, if you come out and you're like, they're pretty bad. As soon as you start the discussion, everyone's just kind of like, bro, this is not what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I did a deep dive into kind of like land acknowledgements. Just curious, like, did Native Americans like really even give a shit, or is this just like.
I met a couple that did.
Really?
Yeah.
I would, and again, I'm reading like a Reddit thread, but like some of them were like, no, they're just kind of laughable.
Yeah.
They're like, the idea of even owning land was like foreign to us. We don't even, it's like the land's our mother, blah, blah, blah.
They can fucking miss me with that too. They took over the land. They drove other tribes off the land.
I know.
The fuck?
Well, it's mommy, dude.
Yeah, off my mama.
They're just pushing. Yeah, they're like,
that's my mama.
Get off my mama. Your mama's over there. This is my mama over here.
Yeah, your mama's up north now. You have to live in the snow.
But I was like reading it and there was... But the whole thing, though, it all boils down to, like, if you're going to do a land acknowledgement, it's just, like, the tip of the iceberg. What you're supposed to do is do, like, a land acknowledgement that then dovetails into, like, and also I talk to the people myself, and then it all boils down to, like, they have a Venmo. If you really, like, you're supposed to, like, send cash their way after the land acknowledgement, which I was just kind of like, okay, there we go.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, there's the bottom one. If you want to do a true blue land acknowledgement, you have to, like, first of all, I think you're supposed to like be in talks with the people. I think it's not enough for you to be like, this land was actually blah, blah, blah.
The Great Outdoors one in Canada brings somebody from the tribe.
Really?
You do a land acknowledgement, and then you have to talk to them after. They gave me a nice thing of beads.
Ooh.
Like a sash.
That's nice.
It's pretty sick.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Where are they?
It's in my room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of beads, I tried to do a joke about this, but no one's having it at all. Did I tell you about the Chinese and like the medieval China tradition and in like southern China, where Marco Polo found out that like in certain provinces, if you were a guest of a Chinese household,
you would be urged by the husband to have sex with his wife and all of his daughters.
Yes, you told me about this.
Dude, I thought it was just like his wife. It's the all they would leave for 3 days. I did more investigations into this.
Well, the hottest tradition you've ever heard. Yeah, I'm sure you did some the real deep dive.
Well, I looked it up the one time. I like stumbled upon it. I just like stumbled upon the information. And I swear to God, they were like, you would have to like, it was like, I mean, this is why I don't think it works on stage, because it's tough to phrase it, but it's like, they said originally, like, the wife would choose if she wanted to have sex with you. Then I looked back into it, and Grok was like, dude, yeah, right. But it's it goes deeper than that, though, because apparently back then, in certain provinces, the more sexual partners your daughters had, the more desirable of a bride she would be. They damn flipped the thing on the head. So, like, you would, like, Marco Polo, whoever, which, by the way, Marco Polo stayed there for 17 years. Go figure. And then, but you'd have to present them with a small gift, like a bead or something. That's what it that's why you reminded me. And then on your wedding day, on your wedding night, your bride would hit you with all of her little sex gifts. Oh. And the more you saw, you'd be like, yes. So as a father, it was the opposite. You wanted your wife to, your wife, but also your daughters have as many sexual partners as possible, because then it was like she was experienced and she'd make a better bread. It was like tied to some weird fertility cult stuff from like way back in the day. So I think, but I think in another part of China, they were like, we are not down with that shit.
They needed Christ, dude.
I think dude.
Marco should have been like, here's the real deal.
I think Marco is like, let me get to the, I am a travel writer. I'm a travel writer after all.
He was Bourdain.
I didn't realize he was there for 17 fucking years. He was in China forever.
I didn't know he was there that long.
Yeah, dude. Like, cause he wrote a whole book where he talks about like, you know, all of his adventures and, yeah, people get like, oh, that's just him romanticizing, but it's just like, dude, I don't know. Why would he fucking, that'd be a crazy tall tale.
Getting hit with the gifts on the wedding night would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but that was their whole,
God damn.
That was the world where you'd be like, this is sick. So that's
of course,
the thing.
Of course.
So it wasn't even like, it was like, imagine, like your dad would be like, oh shit, here comes a traveler, some filthy Italian guy, and just go, here, come into my house. The dad would walk, just leave for 3 days, and it was, I'm being respectful. It's free use.
Don't get me started.
For three fucking days.
Fucking Asian free use?
With a whole Chinese family.
You're talking Chinese moms and daughters free use?
Yes, dude. For beads. For beads.
For beads.
And then the women of the house would hang a hat on the door. So that was like the father would like walk by the door and see the hat on and be like, sick. And then just leave for 2 more days. And then finally the hat would be gone after like 3-4 days, and he would come back to his house and be like, hey, guys.
Hey.
Fucking wild,
yeah, that's
man.
Tough.
Isn't that wild?
Sure. How do you not have other people's kids?
I don't know. Maybe that's where... Apparently, this was... and again, this is all internet stuff. They said it was more so the Uyghurs. So maybe that's why those Uyghurs are so fucking light-skinned, dude. So, yeah. Pretty wild. Wild and crazy stuff.
They didn't say who's putting it on the Uyghurs?
Well, they were like that. It was some of that area.
The Uyghurs went from that to fucking Islam?
I think that'll
bring you to Islam.
Again, this is all like very, you know, not the deepest internet research.
This stuff.
It was only in certain provinces.
Sounds like this fucking hippie mumbo jumbo.
It's
like,
not hippie mumbo jumbo. Dude, Marco Polo is like, there is a total
I know that, but I'm saying like when they're like back in early civilization, women ruled and we had sex with everyone and sexuality was made up.
No, they were pretty clear. They were like, this was not up to women.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. They're like,
but multiple partners is totally acceptable.
I've heard that shit where there's like
that poly bullshit.
Dude, people will hit that like, you know, there actually were women-led societies, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, whenever you go, okay, give me one, name one. Name one. It's well documented.
Well, it's well documented. There were certain tribes where the men did the cooking and women hunted.
Women hunted buffalo and just fucked guys like season 4 of True Detective. Yeah. I've heard that. I have read people that say like that, like way, way, way back before agriculture, there were, or maybe during the beginning of agriculture, there were female, like where they were just like, well, that's where babies come from. These guys are the rulers. But then I think it was like the desert people were more patriarchal.
Yeah, this is all made up.
Take it up with Joseph
Campbell. Before agriculture, you're talking about what societies were like? They have no idea.
Take it up with Joseph Campbell.
I'll punch Joseph Campbell. I'm going to punch him, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to hear one person tell me about anything pre-agriculture.
Dude, I don't know.
It's just made up.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Fully made up.
That's a fair point. I don't know, though, dude, because like we knew... like
we don't know shit.
We knew like the what the Greeks and the Jews were all patriarchy.
That's way after agriculture.
So that's way after ag.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! I don't know. I'll do way after. Yeah, true. That was a long time.
Buildings and shit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, pre-agriculture is.
Sean, look up women-led societies and the dawn of civilization.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot. You're gonna find a lot of lies.
I want to see how they prove it, though. That's what I'm curious about.
I'll keep looking it up. But they had a bunch that I never heard of none of that stuff before.
Like who?
Let me see. Iroquois tribes, the Mosu in China, certain African societies.
So the girls would be like, here's what we're doing? Or like, how do they really hold that down?
I think it's different in like...
Yeah, I'd like to hear about the Iroquois.
Clan mothers were in the Iroquois, apparently. And they appointed or removed male chiefs. So, like, I guess they had.
So
like
they
a
voted
mama
on the
son.
The leader.
Yeah, I guess
who was
so.
A guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but then who's really the chief?
The chief.
Sure.
The chief.
The guy is.
Dang, that would suck if your wife removed you from chief.
That would be tough.
That would be so tough.
That would be tough. You'd have to fight her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good research.
Good research.
Yeah, because that is a good point, though, because I was like, how the fuck did these people talk about this stuff?
It's like pre-written history. They're just...
Yeah.
They find like tools and old campsites, and they're like, the woman was probably in that room.
They pick it up, and they go, this is pretty fucking light.
Girl tool. Girl tool. This one had a lot of beads on it in its tomb. Slut.
Yeah, true. <You're> like... It is funny to find like scraps of beads and be like, in this house, the daughters would be sitting there and Marco Polo would fuck them as long as he wanted. Yeah, the whole China, having sex with an entire Chinese family is, man, that's crazy.
That's what's up.
It's crazy to think about.
That's what's up.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Very interesting. I've never really thought about free use on an entire family. I've never really thought about free use in a family.
So the father would bring you in the house and leave for 3 days? That's very
interesting. And then the father would leave. Interesting.
Huh. And what would you do again? Remind me.
They would just go about their chores and you would have your way with them while they were working, maybe doing the dishes.
And then
that is interesting.
At the end of the day, it was the father was happy about it. Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
No, I've never watched that. Fucking 3 times a week.
But yeah, poor Marco Polo, man. What a
good
what a guy.
Hell of a run.
Guy's guy. Truly a guy's guy.
That's a guy's guy.
But it's so funny.
I think Genghis Khan was into some free use himself.
Yeah. He was on a free use, a mad one, bro. Yeah. He put in like the Contra Infinite.
He was on
life
the ultimate
code.
Free use.
Yeah, bro. Is it like 25% of China related to
Genghis? Everyone's related to Genghis.
Crap. I think Marco Polo chilled with Kublai Khan, actually.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think he rubbed out. I think he was like in Kublai Khan's fucking
squad. Yeah,
yeah. He chilled with the Khan himself. That must have been fucking so crazy going to a completely different world with no idea what was going on over there.
And I think Kublai was about to start fucking shit up, like really not doing great.
Oh no.
Yeah, once Genghis died, I think they just short. I could be wrong. Kublai might have done well.
I think he was rocking, but again, with the, from what I...
He was off his daddy, dude.
Yeah.
He might have been a bit of a Shane O'Mac, though.
True.
I think he was still doing stunts. I think he was still stunting on him, but he was no Vince.